Hello, welcome to Newspox. It is Thursday, the 28th of September, 2006.
So what's in the news today?
Well, there's all sorts in the news today. A big story on the front page of The Sun about Wife Swap, the TV programme. Apparently there's been a sex attack. So what you'd assume is that the husband and wife swapped over, and then the wife's new husband, that she probably didn't like because he was either bit common or a bit dirty or something, or posher than her, from a different social class, you'd seen that they wouldn't get on, and then he's gone and, you know, sneaked into bed going, this is wife swap, I want me conjugals.
That's what you'd assume.
Turns out what happened is when a friend of his, she reckons that he's been feeling her up. We don't find out who the woman is, but we find out who she swapped with. So if you know Robin Goforth and Noli Kleinberg, it's whoever swapped with them. A friend of Robin's touched up the mystery lady, who's apparently in hiding under police protection. I don't know who she's hiding from, probably just the press.
So somebody touched her up?
Yeah.
It's hardly front page news, is it?
Well, no, he's saying the whole thing is bizarre. There's no way I'd do anything like that to any lady. Something is supposed to have happened in the bar of my friend's house, but it's complete rubbish. There are about seven other people in the room, including my son, his girlfriend, and a film crew. So, I mean, I don't know. I can't imagine you'd... She's obviously reacted quite strongly to it, so... Perhaps it was something that didn't happen in the room. It happened outside of the room.
Gosh.
So they've, you know...
Well, we'll wait and see what comes out.
They film 5 days of it. They reckon they're not going to be able to show it. It's going to leave RDF £180,000. I'm not very good with numbers, am I? £180,000 out of pocket.
Ouch.
Well, I can't imagine they can take it.
Yeah.
They used to pay peers for doing nothing.
This cleaner had an affair with the judge and then nicked some sex tapes off them. She's been sentenced, though, because she then tried to blackmail them or something like that. It's weird that... We said this yesterday, didn't we? Did we? It's weird that judges are making sex tapes.
I can't remember if we said that or not, but it is weird.
I mean, I suppose, you know, they're as likely to do it as anybody else is, but... Just seems a bit...
Well, the interesting thing about this story is that she is an illegal immigrant, and they were judges that passed judgment on immigration cases, but they've employed her as a cleaner and then not checked her status.
Mm-hmm.
And now, bloody we're putting her up in jail. So she's got what she wanted.
Yeah.
God. No, should judges be taking coke and fucking each other?
I don't know.
I mean, it depends whether they're convicting other people for doing the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't think you could be convicted for having sex.
No.
Unless you're, you know.
Unless it's like with a baby.
Yeah. Oh, don't start that again.
Sorry. Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
Was pregnant.
Oh, is that why she had an enigmatic smile?
Yes.
Like what all pregnant women do.
Yes. Well, in fact, she wasn't pregnant, so I didn't read it properly. She'd recently given birth to her second son when she sat for the painting. Scientists used infrared technology to examine the previously impenetrable layers of paint on the work, so then they, you know, they could see the original drawing underneath.
Ah, so she, halfway through the painting...
Yeah, it revealed her dress was covered in a transparent gauze.
Well, there you go.
That's quite exciting, isn't it?
No. Do you think that's exciting?
Yeah.
Excites you?
Yeah. It's exciting when they can look at a painting and sit and go through
that's
it
quite
and
interesting.
See the original line drawing.
I don't care that she had a baby, but years ago, no one knows who she's had a baby.
You know, did you see that programme? There's the man...
The Da Vinci Code?
No. The man who found the painting of the last... Not the Last Supper.
That is the Da Vinci Code.
No, it was... It was one of Da Vinci's paintings that had been covered up in the Uffizi. And they thought it had been painted over, but then they thought, no, because the painter who painted over it was a big fan of Da Vinci, so they thought the painter would have tried to find a way of making sure that the original wasn't damaged, but without making without anybody finding out about it. And using loads of laser beams and things, they found that it is, there's like a secret tiny like gap in a wall, and the original painting is there, like stuck behind this other one.
So it was some sort of mural?
Yeah.
Essentially, and then someone was said, you've got to paint over this, we want something a bit more modern.
Yeah.
Banksy.
Yeah.
Can you do some elephants on it or something?
Yeah.
Or some smiley faces.
Yeah.
And he's gone, well, I'm going to get paid a lot of money for this, I better
do it.
Yeah, I'm going to
do it, but...
I'm not going to just... Right, I'm with you now. That took me a long time to get my head around that.
There's, Yeah, there's a very good programme on about it, well, very interesting.
I don't really know! Mavis Riley, that wasn't Liz Dennis suddenly coming into the room. Mavis Riley.
Although we have met Liz Dennis.
Mavis Riley from Coronation Street, she's going to be in Doctor Who as a baddie. Bloody terrifying.
As Mavis, or as her, the actress who played Mavis.
The actress.
Right.
Thelma Barlow, 77, recently in Midsummer Murders.
Ah, it'd be funny if she was as Mavis. I'd prefer that.
Apparently, Richard Hammond, the news today is that he's been moved
to a local
hospital, not one in Leeds, to one local to his family. But yesterday, oh, how lovely, a brass band turned up and started playing Is This the Way to Amarillo under his window. If I'd been in a massive car crash and my life had been under threat, I can't think of anything better than listening to Is This the Way to Amarillo. Played by brass bands.
I mean, you think he's going to have quite a bad headache, really, with all the brain damage.
Really, that's the last thing you want.
So they've moved into a nice rest home. Good. Clinton has been overheard saying that Blair was stunning. In a kind of sexy kind of way.
Is that your own interpretation?
Yep.
Gordon Brown, who is stunning, has been spotted being a bit vain because he turned up for a local government network meeting.
Right.
And he got mobbed by local councillors. He got to take pictures of him on their mobile phone. He said, hang on a minute. And he flattened his fringe with a little bit of water. So that means he's terribly vain.
Oh. He's always going like that. That's his trademark.
Yeah, he's always fiddling with his head.
Now, here's a picture of Gordon Brown. And
who's that lovely lady he sat with?
Bob Geldof. And they both sat laughing together. And I was...
So what has happened to Bob? He looks like he's got a blonde bob.
He has got blonde bob. He's copying his daughter, Peaches.
Oh, I see.
That's Peaches Geldof's dad, that is.
Oh, right, that's who he is.
Two of them laughing, and I was just imagining, if this picture was in the Daily Mail, the caption would be, laughing about
Diana
giving all our money to little black babies.
The glee in their faces.
And to be fair, that's probably what they are laughing about.
Well,
what else could it be?
Don't know. Maybe Geldof's gone, I don't like Mondays.
It's Monday.
Apparently you'll be able to get beer flavoured crisps.
Ooh.
Sounds nice. They're beer and cheese flavour.
Alright.
Kettle Chips are making them. They already make Blue Stilton and Port and Cheddar and Burgundy. So...
Nice.
You know, cheese and broadside bitter. Not that unreasonable. Who'd have thought that if you ate 54p in change, a pen top, a paper towel, a screw and a magnet, you'd die? But apparently this fella did. He had some sort of... he was a bit mad. He liked eating unusual things. He used to drink water from toilets and eat trees and things. And then he had an operation because he'd got a magnet and... loads of loose change in his stomach, and he died during the operation.
So when you say he liked eating unusual things, it was more of a... He just kept...
It was more of a compulsion.
...stuff in his mouth that he shouldn't.
Yeah, and his house had to be all changed, so he wouldn't eat the curtain hooks and things.
Bloody hell.
So, it was a matter of time. It was a cry for help.
That's a shame.
Now, here's an interesting tip for us. What do you do with a drunken sailor?
Sticking up
if you're a cabbie.
Bomb and you last a bit longer.
No, that's tree bombing.
<not sure. laughs>
Basically, a drunken sailor got in a cab to take me back to my ship. So the cab driver took him there, and then he didn't have the fare. £30. So he'd obviously gone quite a long way.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it was a rip-off. So the cab driver said, well, hang on, I'll hold on to your sailor's ID.
Yeah.
while you go and get some money out of your cabin.
Mm-hmm.
You can get some pieces of eight out of your cabin.
Yeah.
And while he'd gone, he had his ID, strolled onto the boat and looked round. It's a Navy warship. The Ark Royal, in fact.
And,
So, a tip for us, if we get a sailor drunk, we can nick his ID and go and have a little...
We've got to meet some nice
meet
sailors.
Meet some nice sailors, and they can all sex each other and us.
Naomi's wearing a top, Naomi Campbell,
mm-hmm.
saying, "Naomi, hit me." She's quite funny.
She doesn't look like she's finding it particularly amusing, though.
No, apparently she failed to turn up at her hearing. She was charged with throwing a blackberry at her cleaner.
Well, that's not going to hurt. It's only tiny. This is soft fruit.
Yeah, but obviously this person thinks that they're onto a winner.
Now, here's a story which I highlight. It's not very funny or anything. A teenage killer who got away with murder because nobody would testify against him because they were too scared has been shot now in a sort of revenge attack.
Oh. That'll teach him.
So, I don't know. It's quite interesting, really. So, people weren't brave enough to testify, but they are brave enough to shoot him.
So, can see how that might happen.
Is that sort of, is, you know, do you feel that's justice done?
Look at Caprice.
She looks hot to trot, but almost like she knew the cameras were there.
Oh, she definitely looks like, I mean, everybody knows, as soon as you go like that, you look much
putting your arms in the air.
It's a...
Lifts your tits. I mean, they're not real.
And makes your stomach look much, much better. But she's only 34. We're catching up.
This is a brilliant story. I love this story. I mean, it's sad, but awful. A nurse with a 30-year grudge against a love rival has killed her. Basically, they were at school together. Sally Hill and Sandra Joyner
mm-hmm.
were at school together and in the 70s, and Sandra nicked Sally's boyfriend.
Right.
They hadn't spoken to each other since 1972.
Mm-hmm.
Sally became a nurse. Sandra became probably a rich lady because she went in to have a mini facelift in hospital where Sally worked. Sally took the opportunity
mm-hmm.
And killed her while she was recovering from her facelift. Not quite sure how.
Fuck.
She did a fatal dose of painkillers. How weird's that? It's in America, obviously.
So it must have just been... I mean...
She must have been eating away at her for 30 years.
Crikey.
I mean, look at the pair of them, though, as they grew up. One's fat and angry-looking. I mean, this is probably her shot after she's been arrested, so she's not posing particularly. Mm. The other one's all glamorous and dead, so... But, yeah. Just what I'm saying is, if someone has nicked your boyfriend in the past...
Mm-hmm.
Let it go. They probably split up.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably with someone better now.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're not, then you're gonna meet them soon.
Around the corner. Fish in the sea.
You're at school. You would have split up anyway, eventually, because not many people marry their childhood sweethearts and it works out.
Yeah.
So just let that anger go. Don't try and kill them.
No.
30 years later. That's the wrong thing to do. I hope I've saved a few lives there.
I hope, you know, there's no kind of murder coming our way.
Oh, what, we stole someone?
Surgeons performed the first operation in zero gravity yesterday. They removed fatty cysts from the forearm of a volunteer whilst a plane plunged from out of the sky really, really quickly.
Doesn't sound like the most sensible way of doing it.
No.
Can they do that to NASA? They've got anti-gravity things there, haven't they? Machines to train the astronauts.
Well, I think Simon will have to
verify,
but I think he told me that that wasn't true. They didn't exist, anti-gravity chambers. I think that's what he said.
So how do you train as an astronaut, then?
By going upside down. I think you have to go to space.
It's too much commitment for me. A great story. The Totally Boy Bands
mm-hmm.
programme. Do you know, have I told you about this?
They've picked five people from different boy bands.
Yeah.
Took them together.
Well, two of them are from boy bands, but we'll let that slide.
Okay.
Anyway, they've called themselves Upper Street, and they did their first gig yesterday. Goldie Looking Chain went and sabotaged it. Brilliant. It's just going to be great television all the way.
Who's in it?
Have I not told you about this?
No.
Okay, it's Dane Bowers from Another Level and fucking all the women. Mm-hmm. Danny Wood from New Kids on the Block, aka the ugly one from New Kids on the Block.
Yeah.
Bradley from S Club 7. S Club 7 was up. Yeah, that was basically girls. Jimmy Constable from 911.
Right.
And originally, of course, Lee Latchford-Evans from Steps, also predominantly female, but fine. They're all going to fall out with Lee. He's not in the band anymore. They haven't yet. There's only been one episode on track. It's on E4 on a Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't fallen out yet,
basically,
but it's all going to kick off. I can't wait to see it. I'm addicted already.
There's a man who's not washed his hair for 26 years, and it's all in a big matted thing, and then somebody's trying to force a comb through it. It seems insane because she's starting at the roots.
Who knows, you'd start.
And the rest of it's in one big dreadlock, so
why
really,
has he decided he suddenly wants it sorted out?
I don't know. I really don't
know. It looks horrible.
But you'd think.
I thought that was a mountain range.
No, that's his hair.
I thought it was pointing off into the distance
does,
and holding his hair.
It does kind of look like it. But, I mean, I don't think it's even possible to get through that.
I'd say shave it off and start again.
You'd either have. Well, he's not got another 30 years left in him by the looks of it.
Oh, he's got a sweet face, though. I reckon he could pull off the short look.
Oh, yeah, he could, but, I mean, he likes it. But don't start trying to comb it out of the roots, because.
No,
you know. I mean, oof. Just don't try and comb it at all, really.
Bit of Pantene, that would sort it out. Some shop girls, 10 staff at Tesco's, have won $7.5 million on the lotto. Guess what's happened?
They're all going to carry on working there?
Well, they're still turning up for work at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But then, it happened on Saturday. I reckon you'd want to just, you wouldn't believe it for a while. You'd want to make sure you got the money in your account before you left.
Yeah.
I hope they do all leave, though.
Yeah.
They'll give someone else a chance to work as well.
It's nice when it's a syndicate.
Yeah, they can all have a lovely time together.
That's the little boy that got mauled.
My Rottweiler.
Cute little boy.
I think he's a bit funny looking.
Well, he has got, I mean, half his face is mauled up, but he still looks kind of cute.
He's got a sweet hair.
He looks cross, he's like, oh, I'm really grumpy because half my face has been mauled.
That's alright, he'll get
I think he's been drawing on his arm.
Well, that's sweet. Trini and Susanna have created some magic pants, like the ones they're always going on about from Marks and Spencer's. They've decided, hang on a minute, instead of giving all of this money, this promotional money to Marks and Spencer's, we'll do our own, sell them. And they've been, you can get them at Debenhams and Littlewoods.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got their own bums and tummies on the cover. On the packet.
Right.
So this is Trini's fat stomach, and there it is thinned out with some horrible surgical looking pants. And that's Trini's bum there. Looks alright actually. And there it is a bit higher up. Although I think it's actually just the picture that's pushed higher up rather than her actual buttocks.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you fancy some.
I fancy that more than those, you know, there's those new pants with actual padding. Like,
yeah, to make your bum look massive.
Like J-Lo.
Yeah, who actually needs that? Maybe some weird anorexic girls. They don't deserve to have bums. They should be given them for free. Good news! Supermarket Sweep's going to come back. Dale Winton wants to host it.
Happy birthday, X-rays.
Happy birthday.
110 years since the first X-ray was taken. It was of the wife of the man who discovered X-ray.
Doctor X.
It was her hand. So, happy birthday. It's been good. It's been a good invention.
There's a girl, Carly Roberts, she's 17. She's got four sons. She's had one. She's 15 months old, and then she's just had triplets.
Fucking
hell. She's baby mad, apparently. And you kind of think, oh, awful. How terrible for her. But she's with her boyfriend. They don't have any council benefits, any state benefits, but they are going to get family credit. They met when she was still at school, and she went into labour with her first child while she was doing her GCSE science exam, so she was still plugging away at school. She's got 7 GCSEs. She really wants to be a lawyer, but she obviously keeps getting pregnant, so she's going to have to wait. But sounds like, actually, they're reasonably together.
Well, that's all right, then.
It's still, it's a bit young, but tell you what, she's going to have She'll have four strapping young men to look after her when she's older, and when she's about 36, they're all going to be in their 20s. She can get off with all their friends. She's planned ahead.
Yeah. And she'll have to watch out for all her friends who'll be trying to get off with her sons.
Oh, yeah, good point. Mm. That's the downside of it all. So she won't have any friends, they'll all be at school.
Gnomey side.
What's this?
There's a new range of garden gnomes where they're dead and they've got knives coming out of them, but they've been banned from the garden centre in Bradford because shoppers complained that it was sick.
I think it's quite funny. I wouldn't buy one.
It'd be quite funny, like, if money was no object, I'd just go around and swap them for people.
Brilliant. That would be great. We've done 20 minutes, so let's start wrapping up.
Okay. A llama's been born in September.
Oh, no, that is unusual.
Very late. Mm. But, you know, it's been nice.
It's a cutie as well.
It's a little cutie. You better watch out. It's a little lammy ass. If you've got a very long ring finger, you're quite likely to be good at running, so they're going to try and find...
Weirdly, I haven't.
No. They're going to try and find runners.
Looking at their fingers. Get the palm readers to do it. That's what they should do.
Yep. I did have some very relevant... Oh, there's a parrot that barks like a dog. There's a dog that only speaks Welsh.
And what's this monkey
there's
doing?
An ape that you can hear it for 3 miles. Cause it's so noisy.
Wow.
But this is the final story.
And finally.
The Google Earth Maps...
Yes, they're very good.
If you look at beaches on them, you can see lots of topless women.
That's disgusting.
So Google are in an awful lot of trouble about it, and they're after that. There's like somebody on the wanted list, and it's the person that has been in control of the satellite. That goes around taking all the photographs.
He's just been perving on people from distance.
Perving on people, yeah. And it's supposed to be a science thing. There's some pictures here we can see.
Is there a picture of him in the paper as well?
No, they're not sure who he is yet, but they're... I don't know.
Is there a reward?
There's a... He's got a tag on his head.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How much?
A million.
Might be worth shopping him then.
Yeah.
If anyone knows... Who looks after the satellite that takes the pictures for Google Earth? Do get in touch with us and the police. You could win yourself a nice
And whoever it is,
£1 million.
What a
pervert!
But also, they've taken pictures of a floating car. Weirdly, yeah, and an Iraqi missile.
Ooh.
So
they. I mean, they could help out the UN then when they were looking for all. Or the WMDs.
Yeah.
Google Earth. I could probably find it from Camden. Jesus.
Oh, and there's a new wedding ring that starts burning your finger the day before your anniversary. So you remember to go and get some flowers.
Fantastic.
That's really romantic, isn't it?
Yeah. What's that one?
Oh, a beach walker's pacemaker stopped and he collapsed after catching a glimpse of frolicking nudists. Paramedics were called after Coast Guards found the elderly man stumbling through sand dunes near one of Britain's biggest nudist resorts.
Oh, bless him. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with Friday news. Friday special.
And crunchies.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about crunchies.